باب القناعة والعفاف والاقتصاد في المعيشة والإنفاق وذم السؤال من غير ضرورة. The chapter on contentment, chastity and restraint, moderation in lifestyle and expenses, and disapproval of begging unnecessarily. This word من غير ضرورة, without any necessity. In Arabic, this word ضرورة comes from the word ضر, ضاد, را. What this means is that, what is the meaning of ضرورت? We say out of necessity. Means that if a person doesn't do it, then he'll be harmed. So then it becomes necessary. If harm, some kind of harm is going to come to the person by him not doing that action, then that is deemed as necessary for him to do that particular action. So therefore, when he says disapproval of begging unnecessarily means that some type of physical harm is going to come to the person, therefore now he has to ask. So then in Islam, then it's permissible for him, not that it becomes a profession for a person to beg. Anyway, today we'll do the ayat of the Quran. So this chapter is a very important chapter, the chapter on contentment, chastity, restraint, moderation in a person's lifestyle, and the disapproval of unnecessarily asking people, unnecessarily begging. قال الله تعالى وما من دابة في الأرض إلا على الله رزقها. Allah Ta'ala says the responsibility of sustaining every creature on the earth rests with Allah Ta'ala. Every single creature, that responsibility of providing is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we hear these ayat of the Quran, is to increase our iman and to increase our belief that definitely everything is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're living in a world and we're made to believe that things are coming from people. People are doing everything. Yes, Allah ta'ala is using people as a means, but the reality is coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's His decision. Whatever is coming to us, good or harm, is coming with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah Ta'ala is responsible of providing for every single creature, whether it's a worm in the ground, whether it's an ant, whether it's a cockroach, whether it's a bird, whether it's a cat, whether it's a dog, whatever we can think of, every single creature, is the responsibility of Allah Ta'ala to provide for that particular creature. Then we should also hope that Allah Ta'ala will provide for us also. He can provide for all the insects, Allah Ta'ala can provide for us, and Allah Ta'ala will provide for us. We must have that firm belief. وقال تعالى للفقراء الذين أحصروا في سبيل الله لا يستطيعون ضربا في الأرض يحسبهم الجاهل أغنياء من التعفف تعرفهم بسيماهم لا يسألون الناس إلحافا. This ayat is speaking about a real poor person. Who is a real poor person? A real poor person is that particular person, as we'll see from the ayat, that outwardly to you don't even know. He'll give a different type of impression when he's outside. And inside he knows what his condition is, but he doesn't deliberately expose his condition. Allah Ta'ala has explained, who is charity for? Charity is for the poor persons who are restricted in the path of Allah, who are unable to move about in the land. The one who is unaware considers them to be wealthy. The one who is unaware considers them to be wealthy. He looks at them, they're not showing their poverty. They're not displaying deliberately that they're in need of money. They're not acting also to show that they're in need of money. Their situation is such that their person who doesn't know them well, he considers these people to be wealthy people because of them not begging. You can recognize them from by their faces. They do not beg of people beseechingly. This ta'rifuhum misimahum, by signs you can recognize them. You can recognize them by their faces. There are certain signs that you can make out that the person is a poor person. But just a person who doesn't know, he's just unaware, he'll get carried away thinking, no, this person is okay. These are the true beggars. Or these are the, not beggars, I shouldn't use the word. These are the true poor people. These are the people, they don't go around and make it a point of asking people. They ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But there are certain signs, if you look for the signs, you'll make out this person is definitely in need. وقال تعالى والذين إذا أنفقوا لم يسرفوا ولم يقتروا وكان بين ذلك قواما. This ayat of the Quran is speaking about those people that got wealth. After having wealth, the true believers, how do they spend the wealth? Do they just bust it on one holiday and spend hundreds of millions of rands? Do they just go unnecessarily spending on whatever lavish things they want, just wasting the money? There's no need for the lights to be on. Do they keep the lights on? There's no need for the air conditions to be on. Do they just leave it on unnecessarily? Nobody's in the house. What is their true believers' way of spending? In this ayat Allah Ta'ala is saying, those who when they spend are neither extravagant nor miserly. They are in between. They're not extravagant in their spending, they don't waste, and at the same time they don't hold back, they're not miserly, but they are stationed in moderation between the two. How beautifully Allah Ta'ala is explaining it. Moderation. They spend, not to say they don't spend, they do spend, but they don't waste money. You don't just let the water flow unnecessarily, irrespective of how wealthy a person is. That water also is used to the extent that is needed. That shower also, the person is in the shower to the extent that is needed. The water that he's using to bath also is to the extent that he needs. The food that he eats also is not wasting. This is what you call a person, a true believer. So he's between these two stations. What station? The station of extravagance and the station of being miserly is in between. And this is how it is. How beautiful Allah Ta'ala says, وَكَانَ بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ قَوَامًا. And these people are actually stationed between these two extremes. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ مَا أُرِيدُ مِنْهُمْ مِنْ رِزْقِ وَمَا أُرِيدُ أَن يُطْعِمُونَ. Allah Ta'ala says that I created jinn and men only to worship me. I neither require sustenance from them, nor do I want them to feed me. How Allah nicely Allah Ta'ala is saying that I don't want sustenance from them, and nor am I asking them to feed me. In other words, it's my duty to feed them. So don't lose sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't lose hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't need to go to any type of haram. Allah Ta'ala is always there for us. All the time we should turn our attention towards Allah Ta'ala. Go towards the halal means, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will provide for us. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq also of bringing these beautiful qualities. In fact, in one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that ittaqi sarf, that beware of wastage. Don't waste. Wa in kunta fi naharin jarin, even though you may be at a flowing river. Flowing river is water is flowing. You can't be, if you think about it, how can you waste that water? By you using more than you need to use. For example, if you need to wash your hands 3 times when you're making wuzu, now you go and you wash your hands 10 times. And you, or if you need to have a shower, you need to wash yourself in a, have a bath, they unnecessarily you're wasting time, even in a river. Look at the explanation of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Even in that situation, beware of wastage, because wastage is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like. If you look at our weddings and we look at the buffet styles in the different hotels, even Makkah Sharif and Medina Sharif, how much of wastage is there? So much of wastage. Here Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is telling us that there is a flowing river. There you don't waste. Can you imagine all the other wastage that is taking place? May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq of making amal. As we know, today is Friday, we should increase salawat upon Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Make it a point of reciting Suratul Kahf, especially in these times of fitna. Come early for the Jummah Salah and take advantage of the time between Asr Salah and Maghrib Salah for making dua. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.